Odessa Safe desperately needed two things. A shower, because she was grimy as hell after stocking shelves at the grocery store. And a phone call, because she always called her little brother by 7 p.m. sharp. She picked up the pace of her steps as the group home came into view. Lights in the curtained windows told her the other teens in the group home, along with the Martins, their main supervisors who also owned the property, were likely all home. She didn't feel up to interacting with any of them. Maybe she could sneak into the shower without getting noticed. By Dessa's calculations, her recent extra shifts at the grocery store would allow her to save enough money in less than 3 months. Hope bubbled inside her in a way she hadn't felt since before this whole sickness mess started, and even since before the car accident that had killed her parents 4 years ago. Enough money to finally make good on all her careful plans. Enough money to move out and get her own place. Enough money to take her brother back from the foster parents who intended to adopt him. Her well-worn ballet flats landed on the first porch step when she heard a strangled animal cry. Dessa looked around, searching for the source of the noise. The cry sounded again, and Dessa's eyes snapped to a flowering bush at the corner of the house. She hesitated, just for a moment, as she imagined how good the hot water would feel as it cleared away all the grime and stress of stocking shelves as fast as people emptied those same shelves. People were going a little crazy over some new disease spreading around, even though to Dessa it only sounded like a bad flu. Not that she'd paid much attention. All her time and energy was spent on pursuing guardianship of her little brother before she lost him forever. The plaintive call of an animal in distress broke her hesitation. Dessa sighed and stepped into the grass. It was a late summer evening, and the sprinklers had made the grass damp and soft. Crouching in front of the bush, Dessa shifted her backpack to one side, spread the dark green leaves apart, and peered into the shadows. Smelling the sweet tang of grass and cloying perfume of the flowers, movement finally caught her eye. A gray cat, stuck, wedged somehow in between the bush and the house. She prayed the stupid cat wouldn't bite or scratch her. What if the cat had rabies? She didn't think the Martins would appreciate taking her to the doctor. That wasn't to say the Martins were bad people, only that they had really strict rules and didn't like surprises. Dessa would normally call herself a rule follower, but only if the rules made sense, and some of the Martins' rules didn't. But Dessa had no plans to ruin things. She only needed to keep it together for 3 more months, and then she'd be 18 with enough money to get out for good. Sighing one more time, Dessa grabbed the cat by its scruff. "Don't you bite me now. I'm only trying to help." The cat wailed from the mistreatment. As soon as it was free of the bush, Dessa released it, expecting it to dart off. Instead, the cat surprised Dessa by crouching, tense for several seconds, and then relaxing. It was a scrawny thing, gray, dusty, and musty smelling, thin enough that its ribs stuck out a bit. The cat stretched on all four legs, arching its back, and then rubbed against Dessa and purred. Dessa laughed at the cat's change of heart. It was clearly begging for food. But the Martins were real strict about food. They kind of had to be with 6 teenage appetites in the house. Before she realized she had even decided, Dessa rose to her feet, snuck around the house into the backyard, and entered the kitchen door. She headed for the pantry cabinet the Martins said the teenagers were never allowed to get into. It was one of the rules. But her last glimpse inside that cabinet had showed tuna cans. She figured the scrawny cat needed the tuna a lot more than the Martins did, no matter what the house rules said.